Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are finding the task of investing the $10,000 left to Pine Ridge by Diogenes Smith quite a problem. Malcy Gray offered the suggestion of building a luxurious old people's home for the community. This seemed like a great idea at first, only to be discarded when Lum and Abner couldn't agree as to which was to live a life of ease at the old folks' home and which was to run the store. As we look in on our old friends today, we find Lum, Abner, and Grandpappy Spears down at the Jot 'em Down store. Grandpappy's at his favorite spot, reading a book at the library table. Lum is talking over the telephone.
Yeah, well, I don't care if this new idea of yours does seem like a mother to you, Mousie. We ain't interested in it. No, I don't want to hear it. Well, I don't care how good it is, I just don't want to hear it. Just forget about it and stop bothering me. No, I won't be interested tomorrow, neither. All right, Mousie. Goodbye. And if that don't outcap anything I ever heard of.
Has Mousie got a new idea for spending the $10,000?
Yeah. Here we are, just getting over all the trouble his wonderful world apartment idea causes. And we had a time figuring out what to do with that old man's home that he wanted to put in.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work.
No.
Now he's got nerve enough to suggest something else.
Yeah, well, what was it this time, Lum?
I don't know. Whatever it was, though, it wasn't no good. I can tell you that right now.
Well, now, Lum, you ought to at least ask him what it was. He might have studied up something good. You don't know.
Hey, if you fellas want an idea for spending that money, I believe this is good in my chair.
Huh? What's that, Grandpap?
This book I'm reading here. Courtney's Question and Answer Book. Stimulating Fun for Teenage Parties.
Well, that ain't no kind of an idea for spending $10,000, Grandpap.
Well, it is, too. Just take this here book and start up a Pine Ridge quiz program.
Quiz program.
Yeah, you hear them on the radio.
Yeah.
Of course we hear them, Grandpap. Well, what good would that do for the community? Well, I ain't sure, but I know this would be an awful good way of spending the money. And doing a good, fast job about it, too.
Huh.
Well, just last night I heard them give away over $300 on just one radio program. Now, I figure if we could double that amount... Just a minute, Grandpap. You got the wrong idea. We ain't looking for a way of spending the money. That's easy. What we want to do is find something that'll do good for everybody in the community.
Sure.
Do you understand now, Grandpap? Yeah, now here's a good question right here. I'll show you how it works.
Yeah, let's see how it works.
Abner, don't encourage him.
Huh?
Name four of the seven wonders of the... Wait a minute, I believe I'll just try these questions out on you, Abner.
Yeah, sure, try them on me. I might be a genius at this. I don't know. Try it out on me, Grandpap.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get started on nothing like this. First off, I've got to ask you your name, Abner. That's the way they always do it on the radio.
Yeah, sure. Well, Abner Peabody's my name.
Yeah, why don't you use some other name for this, Abner? How about using that and I'll give you when I told your fortune the other day? Forget now what it was myself.
Charlie, somebody he called me.
Yeah, that's better. All right, Charlie, what line of work are you in? And you answer housewife.
Housewife?
Yeah, that's what all of them I heard on the radio said they was.
Well, now, Grandpap, I know I ain't no housewife. I don't know nothing about milking a cow or chopping wood or tending to a garden.
I know, but you're just doing this for example, Abner.
Oh.
Just to show how it works out.
Yeah, sure. Hey, did you hear that, Lum? I'm a housewife.
Yeah, I heard it. Such a pretty little prattle. Wish you two would hitch up. I got a lot of studying to do here.
Yeah, well, we'll be quiet.
All right, now then, Charlie, what's the answer?
Answer?
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to give.
Huh?
Have you got it yet?
Let's see, I don't believe I have, Grandpap.
You want me to give you a little hint like Kay Kaiser does on his radio program?
Little hint?
Yeah. He generally hums a tune or something. Let him know what the answer is.
Oh, no, don't start singing no songs. I'll figure it out for myself. Just don't rush me. Give me
a wait a minute here. I ain't give you the question yet. No wonder you couldn't get it.
I thought that was an awful hard question.
For goodness sake. Well, y'all cut that out. A body can't get his mind on to no subject and keep it there with all this prittle-prattle going on.
Yeah, well, we'll stop, Lom. Go on, Grandpa.
Here's your question, Charlie. Name four of the seven wonders of the world.
Wonders of the world?
Yeah, that's what it says here. Gotta name four of them.
Let's see. Wonders of the world. Oh, wonderful world. Is that one of them?
No, not according to this book, it ain't.
Let's see. Wonders of the world. Well, what is them things, anyway?
Well, I ain't gonna tell you. You're supposed to guess them.
Well, just give me one of them little tiny hints like he's talking about, that fella Kaiser does there.
Yeah, all right. One of them is the pyramids of Egypt.
Never heard of them. What is them?
I don't know. Another one is the Sphinx.
Sphinx?
That's what they got wrote down here.
The only Sphinx I know is old Orange Sphinx that lives over there south of Cherry Hill, but law me, there ain't nothing wonderful about him.
Oh, no.
Leastways, nothing I can recollect. He's a deadbeat if I ever seen one.
Well, he won the blue ribbon at the county fair a few years back, though. Recollect that?
His hog done that. He never won the ribbon for himself.
Well, yes, his hog done it.
Might have. He got in there, but he wasn't even entered. Of course, I recollect he did get awful stuck up and went around bragging about it till he might not got to where he'd winded himself.
Just a minute, Abner. I believe I got it.
Huh?
Yeah, I know now what they got him in here for. You ever saw Lauren with his shoes and socks off?
Shoes and socks off?
Yeah, don't you recollect, Abner? Old Lauren's got one webbed foot.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? He has.
Why,
it's
sure.
Why, sure, yeah. I plumb forgot about that webbed foot of his. Well, he's awful proud of that, too. All his inner and ever swimming contest he can find. I recollect that about him.
Yeah, but he never win any of them. That foot always caused him to swim in a circle. That's the only direction he could ever go in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, never could go straight. Right, doggy, that's curious, old Grandpap, you know. Here we've been living in the same county with old Lauren for all these years. And never knowed he was one of the seven wonders of the world here right now.
Funny he never mentioned it.
Oh, yeah.
He loves to brag.
Why, sure, did.
Yeah, compliments on himself.
Can't understand it. He's always bragging something. Reckon now how that fella that writ that book ever found out about him anyway, him living way down here in Cherry Hill.
More likely Lauren wrote him a letter and told him about himself.
Just about what he done. Seems just like him. Just about what he done. Wouldn't put it past him.
Hey, Abner.
Huh?
I see Mousy coming up out there. I know what he wants, so you tell him I'm too busy to talk to him.
Too busy?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell him. Say, Mom, did you know what Lauren Sphinx is one of the seven wonders of the world?
Yeah, I heard all that nonsense. But it ain't got nothing to do with Lauren Sphinx, I can tell you that.
Well, it has, don't it? It's right here in this book that Grandpa's reading, right there.
Right down here in black and ink.
Yeah, show it to him, Grandpa.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, but it don't mean Lauren, I can tell you that. Some other fella named Sphinx. Somebody that's done some famous or made an invention or something like that.
Well, Lauren's the only one I know of.
Oh, goodness sakes, Abner. You and Grandpap can talk to yourselves into more peculiarities than any one human I ever... Wait a minute, there's Mousy.
Well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in.
Yeah, howdy, Mousy.
Hello, Grandpap. Abner. Say, Lom.
I'm busy, Mousy. Come back some other day.
Yeah, Mousy, Lom's awful busy today. He can't talk to you. Mousy, you know old Lauren Sphinx that lives over at Cherry Hill? Lauren Sphinx? Yeah, that's his name. Lives over there on that place, well, about there. Oh, a mile and a half out of Cherry Hill, just before you cross the creek there, Shack Creek's where he lives.
Got a web foot and swims in a circle.
No, sir, I don't believe I've ever heard of him. Lawrence Sphinx. No, sir, I don't believe I know him.
Well, he's one of the seven wonders of the world, what he is.
Well, say, Lum, all I need is just about 1 minute to tell you my new plan for spending that $10,000.
Some other time, Mousy.
Yes, sir, but... Lum, now, I've thought this all out and...
Yeah, I know. It's just like a mother to you.
Yes, sir. But what I was going to say is that I'm convinced, Lon, that this is the best possible thing we can do for our community.
Well, I've been studying on this too, Mousy, and I've just about come to the conclusion that our community's pretty good just as it is.
Yes, sir.
Lives are ruined if we go trying to make it any better.
Sure.
What we need is something to preserve it just like it is.
Yes, sir. Well, that's exactly what I had in mind, Lon.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, in that case, I mean just the opposite then. You come back next week sometime, Mousy.
Yes, sir, but... Now, let me just show you what I mean, Lon. Now, here, take this envelope, and in there you'll find that
Hey, Mousy, come on over here, and I'll let you get in our quiz contest.
Yeah, come on, Mousy. It's a lot of fun. See, Grandpap asks you questions and stuff, and then you answer them. Some of them is about Lauren Spinks, too.
Well, I'd like to, Abner, but I've got work to do.
Oh, sassy fast. Here, I'll find you a good question, Mousy.
It will Mousy be a housewife too, Grandpa?
Just a minute here. Is this what you meant, Mousy? Getting some of these?
Yes, sir.
I agree, Mousy. Now, this is the best idea anybody's had yet. This is exactly the right thing to do with that money.
And what is it, Mom?
It's something that'll do more for preserving our community and all the things it stands for than every one thing we could do.
Well, what is it we're going to do?
Abner, we're going to take every cent of that $10,000 Dodge and Ease left us and make the best investment Pine Ridge could make.
Well?
We're going to use it to buy United States government war bonds.